unrehearsed interview with Ms. Frances Baber of Maysville, Kentucky, on May 10, 1988. The interviewer is Lynn David.
Okay. Were you born in Maysville or around here?
Yeah.
Were you born in the town or on one of the farms around here?
I was born in Maysville. I was born in a little house right down on that branch.
Down on the road to Sardis?
Huh?
Down on the road to Sardis?
No.
No?
Yeah, down there.
Down here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That'll take y'all to Sardis.
Yeah. What year were you born in?
Huh?
When were you born?
Can you remember?
How old are you?
I'm 78.
78 years old. So you were born about 1910?
Might be.
Yeah. What were your parents' names?
My mother, my father's name was William Baber.
And your mom?
My mother's name was Lyde Baber.
She was a Jones.
Her maiden name was Jones. Mm-hmm. How many children did your family have?
Us.
Mm-hmm. How many kids were there?
Six.
It was six.
So what did your dad do for a living?
He farmed.
Did he own his own farm or
no?
He was a tenant for someone else?
Yeah.
Where did he who did he tenant farm for?
At Peed's.
Oh, Mr. Peed?
Uh-huh.
Which Peed was that? Do you know his first name? Well, it's not important.
Alfred Peed.
Alfred Peed?
Uh-huh.
So, your dad farmed all of his life, and you grew up on the farm then, or did you live in town and he went out to work? Did you all live on Mr. Peed's farm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember, as a little girl on the farm, what it was like living there?
The girl.
When you were a little girl, what it was like to live on the farm? What'd you do?
Didn't do much of nothing.
Did you help your mom around the house? Did you help your mother with?
Yeah.
Did she do a lot of canning?
Yeah.
Did she teach you to can?
Yes, indeed.
Did you like canning?
I did, though.
Did you? Did you get to go to school then, when you were little? Did you go to school someplace?
Yeah, in Maysville.
That school started in the early 1900s, didn't it? The black school in Maysville, that's the one you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you walk to school or?
Yeah, no way. I had no other way to get you to walk.
How long did you go to school?
Oh. I didn't go to school too long.
Didn't you?
No. But I had to walk way out in the country.
Yeah.
Didn't go to school.
So it made it pretty hard.
I didn't graduate, just for a second.
Yeah. Did your mother or father go to school at all? Could your folks read and write?
My mother could.
Did she read the Bible a lot to you, or?
Oh, yeah.
Where did you go to church?
Second Baptist.
So did you walk into church, too, or did you ride in a wagon?
And the most walking.
Did a lot of walking. Makes it sort of hard, isn't it, to go to school and to go to church?
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what kind of games you liked to play when you were little? Did you all play a lot of games around home?
I made enough. Played some.
Said there were six of you. What were your brothers and sisters' names?
My oldest sister's name was Julia. and my second sister's name was Artie Meese.
That's an old name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And then I come next, Francis Baker. And then I, Blanche is my next sister.
Uh-huh.
And then Glenn.
So named William.
She said sisters.
Yeah. And you had a brother then named William?
Yeah, William. William Baker.
So did you girls help with the farm work, or did you just help at the house? Did you do work out in the fields at all, or?
No, I didn't go out in the fields anymore. I stayed at the house. My mother went away and worked. She done washing for different people. And I stayed at the house and done the cooking.
So your mother washed in the people's homes. She didn't bring the washing home to do.
No, she'd go out.
What do you remember about Mays Lick when you were growing up in it? What kind of a town was it?
Well, my mother told me, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
When I was up.
Go on in.
When.
We'll turn this off a minute.
My mother told me that Mays Lick was going to be beaten. Said there were buffaloes. I said here was wilderness. And said buffalo would come and lick salt down there in Nashville on the other side of a burnt center. And said they would lick that salt. And said it was a little old man living here. And said his name was Mays. And said that's the way Mays Lick got the name. On account that buffalo licked that salt.
Was that Salt Lick around when your mom was growing up, did she say?
Yeah.
So she was raised around here too then?
Yeah.
What other stories did Mom tell you?
Huh?
What other stories did your mom tell you?
I remember this. When we were coming up, we had lights. But it was a name. I think his name was Doug Rummage, if I'm not wrong. Would go and light them with a piece of paper. I reckon they're kerosene lights. And it's set up on a little long pole, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it light them lights at a certain time of evenings. And then in the morning, that name would go around the pole. It wasn't electric light to me.
But you remember the man doing it?
Yeah, Doug Drummond. And he lived right up there, across from the graveyard.
Was he a white man or a black
yeah.
man? He was a white man that lived here. What else do you remember?
Huh?
What else do you remember?
And we had streets that they made out of boards, about like that. I imagine two could walk on it. And they'd run down there as far as to that, bring it to that cupboard down there and make it up in town.
Uh-huh.
It'd run that far. But I don't think it'd run much farther. It's just on that side of the street where the pool room was at. And it was just little boards about that wide.
About 2 feet wide.
Mm-hmm. Two people could walk together down the street. It was just on one side of the road.
But there wasn't any across the road?
Uh-uh.
Was there a livery stable across the road when you were growing up?
Huh?
Was there a livery stable across the road?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about that livery stable? Or?
Yeah.
Who ran that?
Mr. Ryan.
What kind of a man was Mr. Ryan? Do you remember?
What kind he was?
Uh-huh.
He was a white man.
Was he a nice person to know? Or?
Yeah.
You know, remember Taylor White at all?
Yeah.
What do you know about Taylor?
He runned a little store. You know where the pool room is up there? Mm-hmm. But he runned a store there.
What did he have in his store?
He had most of everything. A grocery.
Were there any stores along Conway Street here? Were there any stores on this street when you were growing up?
Where? Up in town.
No, I mean here, on the alley or the Conway Street.
On this road?
Uh-huh.
I've never known any.
Do you remember any other stories that your mom might have told you? Did she ever tell you any stories about herself growing up, or your father ever tell you any stories about him? Or your grandparents? Did you know your grandparents?
Yes, she did. They lived over here, this house.
Huh?
Paul and Ma lived over here, this house, where it burned. That's where Mama lived.
Oh, yeah. They owned over there. My grandfather and my mother's home.
What was your...
When Mama said when they come on this road to live, said it was the rocky.
It was what?
Was nothing but rocks out there on that road. That out. And so they had to grub over there to get a lot to build a home. And that's over there is where they owned. But that had house was burnt.
When did that house burn? Long time ago?
Yeah.
Was there a lot more houses on this street at one time?
No, that was the first house, she said, on this road.
The one her folks built? Did you know Jim Hicks at all? Do you remember Jim Hicks?
Yes.
I saw a picture of him the other day. Mr. Ramsey had it. He looked like a nice man.
Uh-huh.
Did you shop a lot? Did your parents shop a lot with him?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything special about him?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody in Mays Lick when you were growing up that you remember that was either a character or somebody you really thought a lot of? Or?
I thought a lot of people. I thought a lot of the painters. I don't know different ones.
Yeah. What did your family celebrate Christmas when you were a little girl? Tell me about a Christmas at home when you were growing up.
When we was growing up, we didn't have Christmas trees. We had all we had was maybe some kind of a pain or crack or something. We said that for Santa Claus.
Now explain that to me.
And Santa Claus would come and put our presents in that bowl, whatever we had.
Okay.
And one time we said that Santa Claus might be hungry. We said, Mama, why don't you make him a cake? Mama got there and stirred up a little 1-8 cake and set it on the table for old Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama said, I'll just cut it in squares, you know. And Mama cut it in squares so Santa Claus could get it. And when we got up the next morning, we seen where Santa Claus had been in that cake. And we didn't touch that cake. I said, Mama, we said, Mama, what are you going to eat that cake? Mama said, Santa Claus' hands wasn't dirty. We didn't eat any of it. We was afraid of that cake.
You were afraid of it?
Uh-huh. And we never eaten that cake. Mama and Daddy. That's the truth. And we get a doll for Christmas, a squirrel. And it would be, they have blue, black shoes on. Mm-hmm. And the head would be black. And they'd be that big as my finger, my thumb. And we thought they were the greatest things on earth. Which are antique now.
Yeah, if you still got one, you're...
No, I haven't gotten that one.
What would your brother William get for Christmas? Did he get a doll too?
No. No, he didn't get no doll. He got a toy. We didn't get much.
Did you give presents to your parents, or did they exchange presents at Christmas, or just your children?
No, we didn't do that.
Would your mama fix a good meal on Christmas Day, or something different?
We had a big dinner.
What would she cook for Christmas dinner?
Everything.
What's everything? What's everything?
We had ham, we had chicken, we had green beans, and we had potatoes, and corn pudding, and we had macaroni.
Just really had a
feast. And we invited one of our deacons out, and he always ate Christmas dinner with us. And his name was Arthur Franklin.
He was a special friend of the family?
Uh-huh.
He
was kind of kin to us.
Was he married or single?
Yeah, we had. He's married. He had a family.
So his family would join yours for Christmas dinner? Or just he would come?
Just him. I think that was his birthday.
Oh. So he probably ate extra good on Christmas, didn't he? He'd eat at home and eat at your place, too.
Yeah.
Did your mama ever dry foods, or did she can most of her things?
Yes, she dried apples and things like that.
How would she dry them? How would she dry them?
We would peel them, cut them. And we had a cloth on top of a roof. Our roof wasn't so high. She made apples up on it. Make some dry apples.
So the roof was... Excuse me. Huh?
We canned the rice. We canned tomatoes. And green beans and greens. And cabbage. And bird cabbage. And potatoes.
And you'd bury them?
Uh-huh.
How'd you do that?
Dad would dig a hole in the ground. Up in the garden,
uh-huh.
And he put some straw in there and put that down in there. Go get them in the wintertime. When it thawed up, you know, we have a good dinner.
Did he just dig one big hole or did he dig a bunch of holes?
He dug two holes.
Two holes.
He put the cabbage in one and potatoes in another.
So if you wanted some, you just go dig it up and then cover it over again?
Yeah.
Did he lay straw over the top and then dirt, or what?
Put straw in the bottom.
What'd you put over the top of the food?
Nothing but dirt.
Just dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd keep it just as fresh as if you just picked it, huh? Did your dad do any slaughtering Did he slaughter a cow or a pig for the winter, or?
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have beef or mostly pork?
We had beef and pork both.
Did you have a smokehouse, or?
Yeah.
Did you ever help smoke any of the meat, or?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Daddy would have, I don't know what's a tub or a stove, he would put out there in the smokehouse and have some kind of wood and put in there and just let it sit along smoking. Mm-hmm. I remember it.
Did your folks buy most of the things they used on the farm, or did they make most of the things they used?
Do what?
Did your parents have a lot of cash to buy things, or most of the things they used, they made themselves or grew themselves?
What do you mean? Well, they didn't make much money, you talking about?
Yeah, did he have a lot of extra money?
No.
But you all never went hungry.
No.
You had a roof over your head.
Yeah.
Did your mother make your dresses, or did she buy them?
Yeah, to buy.
She bought your dresses. Where could she buy dresses for you at Maze Lick? Was there a store in Maze Lick where she could buy your dresses?
No, we had to go to Maysville.
How'd you get to Maysville?
Dad, take me back. In an old bugging horse.
How long would it take you to make that trip?
Well, I don't know.
Did you go a lot to Maysville, or just a few?
No.
So it was a special time when you got to go to Maysville, right? Did your daddy have a buggy, or was it a wagon that you traveled in?
Yeah, he had a buggy and it happened a little. White.
So it depended on what he was doing, which he took. Do you remember anything special you did in Maze Lick? Was there any special occasions that the town did as a whole in Maze Lick when you were growing up? Did they have any special parties or fairs or anything like that?
Oh yeah, we used to have fairs.
Did you? Where were they held?
Up there, in the woods. They'd be brought to the woods up there.
Was it a local fair, or was it somebody that came in? Was it just the local people that had the fair? Or? Tell me about the fair. Maybe they will do it that way. What do you remember about the fair?
I just remember we had the fair. I'd go to it.
What would you do when you got there?
Just walk around, buy different things.
What kind of things?
Oh, just like popcorn and candy on sticks, things like that.
What'd you see at the fair? What was there to see? That's okay. It was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Has Maze Lick changed a lot as you, over the years?
Oh, yeah.
How?
Nobody here.
We're here. Was there a lot more stores?
Stores?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we used to have. Rooks Bar used to run the store. Mr. Hicks used to run the store. Tom Hopper used to run the store. Tom Hopper. Mule Down used to run the store.
Who?
mule down. And
what kind of a store did he run?
A grocery store. He sold groceries. And then he sold. Any kind of goods and shoes and things.
Where was his store?
Huh?
Where was his store in town?
Over there by the bank.
Behind the bank?
No, over there by.
Oh, by where Mr. Kitchen has his store
now? Yeah.
And his name was Mr. Diamond. Mm-hmm. I thought that was where Rooksberry's had his. Where'd Rooksberry's have his store then?
Mr. Ray's store was back of the bank.
Oh, okay. All
and
right.
You see, they took, it was a little old house.
Mm-hmm.
And they took that away. And the bank bought that. They bought that dry bank.
Was there any other kind of businesses? Did we have a doctor in town when you were growing up? Or?
Yep, we had two.
Two doctors?
We had Dr. Davis. Davis. Dr. Yankton.
Where were their offices, or did they have offices?
Up down the street, you know, from the back, from the post office.
Yeah.
One of them little big houses up down the street.
Across from the post office?
Uh-huh.
One of those little tiny houses?
Mm-hmm.
Both of them were in there?
Huh?
Did both of them have their offices there?
Yeah.
You know, this side of those two little houses are those row houses. Mr. Fox lives in one. You know, those houses that are all put together.
Yeah.
Were there any stores or anything in those houses at one time?
I think it was a store down the street, you know, on the other side of Mr. Fox.
You don't know who had it or anything?
Huh?
You don't know who had the store?
I think his name was Worthington.
Worthington?
I can't remember his name.
Hey, you're doing great. You really are. I loved hearing about your Christmas. Did you celebrate any other holidays like Thanksgiving or Easter?
No. It was Christmas.
Just Christmas.
Uh-huh.
What about the 4th of July? Did you ever have a picnic or anything on the 4th of July? Or was that just another work day?
I mean, nothing bad.
Yeah. You don't remember, though, your mom or dad telling you any stories about when they were young and growing up? What kind of people were your parents? Can you tell me something about your mama?
My mother was a good mother. My father was.
Were they strict?
Was they strict?
Uh-huh.
Mama was. Mama was. Daddy, he wasn't like that. Daddy wasn't as rough on Mama.
How was your mother rough on you?
Huh?
What'd your mama?
She would fuss at us and whoop us.
What for?
Oh, I may be doing something bad. I don't know, but I may never be.
She was going to make pretty sure you grew up right, huh?
She did. She taught us up the right way.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful she brought me up like that.
Well, I know. Mamas are like that. Why don't we turn this off a minute? Because you got company. So you grew up in Maeslick, and you met a young man. What was your husband's name?
I never was married.
You weren't married. How many children did you have?
For me?
Uh-huh.
I had two boys.
You had, what were your boys' names?
One of them named Robert Jackson, he's the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got one named Tommy Gilmore.
So how old are your sons now?
Glenn, how old are they?
Well, and Bob's going to be in his 60s, won't he?
Yes, both of them are in their 60s.
So you had your children very young, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was it hard raising the boys?
No. I never had any trouble with them.
And I like they are now.
I never had a bit of trouble with them.
How did you support them?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
If it hadn't been for my mother and father, I don't know how I would have.
Did you live at home then with the boys?
Yes. I stayed at home.
So Mama could help you with them when they were babies, and help your daddy could. Well, that was good that you could. Have you ever worked outside of the home, or did you always stay home?
Yeah, I worked for Ray Rooks for 49 years.
For 49 years?
Uh-huh.
What did you do for the Rooks Ferries?
Huh?
What did you do?
I cooked.
You must have been a good cook.
I cleaned. And they run the store up there.
You know, people talk about the Rooks Ferries, but I really don't know anything about them. Can you tell me something about Mr. and Mrs. Rooks Ferry, what kind of people they were? And
they were nice to me.
Were they, did they have any children?
No.
Just the two of them?
Yeah.
So did they both work in the store then, or?
Yeah.
Did Mrs. Rooksberry take as much part in the store as Mr. Rooksberry? I mean, did she order things and wait on people, or?
Yeah.
Where was their house? Which house did they live in?
Down the alley there. You know, down back of the garage up there.
Behind Elmer's?
No.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's that house sitting down behind.
Okay, all right, and that was their home.
Uh-huh.
Was it the same house that's there now?
Yeah.
There were a lot more houses in Mays Lake at one time, weren't there?
Yeah.
Were there some behind the pool room? Was there some houses down along there?
Yeah.
Was that where the jail was?
Was the jail behind the pool room?
A what?
A jail?
No, it wasn't down behind the pool room. It was on the other side of the pool room. It was on the Lexington Pike.
Oh, okay. The jail sat right on the pike.
Yeah.
Did we have a sheriff then when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Was that John Brown?
We had Elmer Applegate and Tony Beckett. I remember that.
They were the sheriffs in Mays Lake? We had a hanging in Mays Lake, didn't we? Or out on the outskirts of Mays Lake?
A what?
When some man hanged around here?
Huh?
Huh? Do you remember anything about that?
I heard something about it. I can't tell you. Huh?
Somebody hung him?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, I had heard there was a hanging. I've been trying to find out something about it. I think
they hung him up by that blue licks one day.
Was that where it happened?
I think it was. But I don't know what, I can't remember what it's all about.
Yeah. We had some shootings in town too, didn't we?
Had some what?
Shootings. People shot each other with guns. Do you remember anything about any of that?
No.
During the 30s, we had the Depression in the United States. where the banks went broke and people didn't have any money. Did this affect your family at all? The bank stayed open in Mays Lick, didn't it? Miss Baber, I really appreciate you speaking to me today. And I think it's going to help.
Well, I'll tell you what I know.
Well, you knew quite a bit. And I do appreciate it. I really do. Bandstand, tell me about it.
Yeah, the big bandstand up by Old Republic Way.
Uh-huh.
And they had steps and they were pull them down, and they could raise them up, and they'd go up in the bandstand, and the band people would come down on Thursday night and practice. Practice up on Perkins Church and look at them. I want you to know I had a big time.
I bet you did.
Now, I can't remember who plays in the band. Tell you in the band. I remember that Youngs used to play in it. I think that Tony Pole.
He played the band.
Yeah. But now, I'll tell the truth, I just forgot the rest of them. But the bandstand would be full.
It was a big bandstand then?
Yeah.
But you could walk underneath it to use the well?
Yeah.
People used the well a lot, didn't they?
Uh-huh. I don't know why they tore it down.
They got some they're building up there now.
Building another bandstand up there now.
Is that what that is?
Uh-huh. But it won't be big like the other one. But it was a good size one, huh? And you'd go up on Thursday nights.
I think it was Thursday night.
Did they play any other time?
No. Unless they played at fire, you know. They practice it every week up there.
They good?
Mm-hmm.
They play fast music or slow music or?
Different way.
What color was the bandstand painted or was it?
No, I don't think it's done painted.
Big old bandstand, unpainted. Have you seen the one they're putting up there now?
Huh?
Have you seen the one they're trying to put up now?
No.
You'll have to go take a look and tell us how far off we are. You don't have any pictures of the bandstand, do you?
No.
Can't find a picture anyplace. Was the pool room always a pool room?
Huh?
Was the pool room always a pool room, or was there another store in there where the pool room is now?
Yeah, Taylor White used to run a store there where that pool room is now.
Uh-huh.
And that store burned down, Taylor White's, and they built that pool room there. And we had a barber shop on this side of that pool room.
Uh-huh.
And Will Taylor barbered that. But he didn't barber black folks. It was just white folks that barbered.
Who barbered for the black families?
Ed Johnson. And he had a little building up on Gertrude Collins, a lot of things. Mm-hmm. That Mr. Ed Johnson. He's one barber for color.
Now, you had different barbers for the colored and the white,
yes.
But everything else wasn't segregated. Was anything else in Mays Lick segregated, or?
Well, we couldn't go in the restroom.
Huh?
You couldn't go in.
Won't you tell me that?
Well, I don't want to interfere with your conversation.
We had restaurants in Mays Lick that you could not enter.
Have what?
A restaurant in Mays Lick then?
Yeah.
We had a hotel.
Where was the hotel?
You know, by where Emma Jean's run the garage.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was over there.
What was the name of it? Anybody know? Was that the Darnell Hotel?
Yeah.
But black people could not go into the hotel?
Huh?
Black people could not use the hotel?
No.
So if a black family or a man or woman came through Maze Lick, where would they stay?
Again, some at a store down on Street Needed.
Where would they sleep?
Huh?
Where would they sleep?
Well, they had to go somebody's house.
Were there black families that would take travelers in to sleep?
Now, what'd you say?
Okay. Say a black man came to the community and wanted a place to stay at night. Was there a black family that would take him in and give him a bed?
It had to be some of his people.
What happened if you didn't have any people? Where would you stay?
I don't know.
There wasn't any rooming house or black hotel in Mays Lick.
No.
This made a problem, didn't it? I mean, didn't it bother you growing up, knowing that there was places that you couldn't go in?
Yeah. But they wouldn't let you go in there. We didn't go in the hospital till here in later years.
What happened if you got sick?
Well, shit, I don't know. Guess I'd suffer it out. Go to the doctor.
Then the doctors would take care of the black people, wouldn't they? Or wouldn't they not?
Yeah.
But they would not take them to the hospital?
No.
There wasn't a black ward even at the hospital? That made it pretty bad then, didn't it?
Yeah. I thought they were smart.
Huh?
People and they thought they were smart.
But now we know.
So when, in the 1960s then, when Martin Luther King came along and...
He's the one.
So how'd you felt pretty good about Martin Luther, didn't you? Did you help any during the 60s? 50s and 60s?
No, it didn't much. But I know he done a lot for us.
Was there any problems in Maze Lick when they integrated? Did people just accept that you could now go into the hotel, that you could go into the restaurants? Do you have any problems doing that? Well, that was good then, wasn't it? It's too bad it took that long to happen. But there wasn't any problem. The children started going to the same schools then, too. Did any of them have any problems?
I don't think they did.
Isn't it odd that it took an act of Congress to do it?
Sorry.
Yeah, no problems. Just took a piece of paper. How did you feel when Martin Luther King was... do you remember the day he died?
Yeah, I remember when he died, but I don't know the year.
That was a pretty tragic blow for everyone, wasn't it?
So.
Yeah, it really was. I remember when he was killed.
He brought us this far. We got a long ways to go yet.
Yeah, but it's coming.
Oh, yes.